Blog Talk Radio.
That's Dio. I love that song. Happy Thursday. I love Thursdays. It's a real spiritual day. Spiritual day for me. I hope you guys are feeling good. This is your girl, Joy Ma. Joy Ma Clarion, here for another day of abundance. And I just want to say about abundance. I've said it in a couple of shows where I feel like abundance is more going to like our inner wealth. How we're able to deal with things, our inner strength, our health. And I really do believe that. I just wanted to share like a little side story. I was with a friend of mine yesterday in the ER like the whole night. It was pretty enduring. We were trying to figure out what was wrong. And we were kind of like having like therapy, you know, how like, you know, the time passes in the ER, like what do you talk about? And you talk about life, you know, you talk about everything, at least me and my friend do. And it just dawned on me, okay, we're talking about some good stuff, but everything seems to stop when the results came in, right? When it came to the health, it's like, okay, we were silenced. So not to get too much into it, but let's just say, we have to really think about our health, and now she's considering different lifestyle changes, and we have to kind of really do that, you know. We have to really be concerned with ourselves in the most basic part of the stuff, right, like our health. All the other stuff that we were talking about didn't matter. I mean, it just seemed like that's not even a thought now, right? It's crazy how your life changes in that one moment. But it goes back to, like, the real power of, like, what do we really value? You know what I mean? It really should be life, you know? It should be our livelihood. It should be the quality of life. It should be how we express ourselves in this life. It should be what we can add, what we can give to other people, how we can receive gifts from other people. It really should be our time, our quality time here. So, I mean, we talked everything from, like, financial, material, job-related stuff, all that stuff, wasn't an issue. Like I said, when those test results came in and it was about the health, I'm like, okay, yeah, that was definitely the silence piece right there. So you just start appreciating the life a little bit more and being more content with everything when you realize, okay, we do have a short time here on the planet. Let's make it worth something. Let's do things that, you know, maybe we've never done before. Let's challenge ourselves. Let's just be better people, maybe. And maybe it's simple like that, right? But I just kind of wanted to give you that little bit right there. The abundance is really like how you feel. If you can go and feel really good and, you know, feel like everything's okay with yourself and other people, sometimes it's just, you know, that's just enough. You know what I mean? I know everybody is dealing with financial, but sometimes that's really just like, that is the true abundance. It's like, how well you feel? Are you healthy? Are you still here? Are you still vital? Do you still have the passion to get up and go and do your daily thing? So this is something I want everyone to think about. So I have a couple of different cards out today for the abundance. I have the Astrology Karma deck that goes into the houses and signs and planets. I have the Wisdom deck for more clarification. And I have my Celtic deck. Now, my Celtic deck is more about ancestors. Maybe they may come up. You know, I'm not entirely sure. We'll just see where it goes, right? And then I have my coffee. So I have my coffee just now. I'm going to take a little sip. Excellent coffee. Okay, so I see that I have some callers here. And, you know, with the show, let me just get to my caller, 646. I'm going to let you on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Joy. Thank you. How are you doing today? I'm good. It's always nice to hear you and your good music. It's a great song.
Oh, yeah. It's Dido from, I'm not sure if she still does music anymore, but she's a British singer, and she has, like, a really soft, very graceful voice. I always love what she puts out, but I'm glad you like the music.
Always. I always do. I got two questions, and they are relating to abundance today.
Okay, cool.
The one is, and they should be just quick and straightforward, someone offered money towards a trip that I took for my interview work. He hasn't come through with it, and I'm back from the trip, told him I was back, also told him that I went into my rent money to pay for part of the trip, haven't heard from him, and I'm wondering if he's going to come through with the money or not, and if I should bother him any more about it, either leaving phone messages or email.
Mm-hmm. Let me sign up for you with that question. 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, so, from the different cards, they're kind of all saying the same thing. You kind of have to, like, remind this person, yeah, you'll get some money. You just have to be nice and just, like, remind this person. You know, you promised the money. I'm not trying to be a bother, but I really do need it. You know, I put money that I really couldn't afford. I really appreciate the help. and you'll get that money. You just kind of have to be assertive. Does that make sense? I got, like, the choices. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you don't like acting, but this person did that, so it's kind of like, based on that promise, this person will stay true to their words. You just have to be assertive. If you don't say anything, it's kind of one of those things when people promise those things, it's kind of like, you know, slipped underneath the rug and, like, forgotten.
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to do that. So I definitely, between the Weaver of Truth, the North Node of Benefit from talking to this person, the Druid of just observation, you know, you kind of already know you have to kind of just approach this person and just remind them of their promise.
Okay. Okay. I pulled back the last, I guess, 2-3 weeks because it seemed for naught. He doesn't check his mail, and I don't have his, you know, like, major phone number. I probably have one that, you know, many people have, and it's probably not one he goes to all the time, but yeah. All right. I will do that.
Is there a direct way
you can get in
touch with him?
Pardon?
Is there a direct way you can get in touch with him?
Not really direct, but I might even mail him something to his post office box. I haven't tried that way, and because I was going to send him something that I got there anyway that I thought he might like. So maybe that'll help.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like you already know what to do. But the Druid is just kind of like, you know how to get in touch with this. It's like this person's elusive. I know. You kind of want this person to just kind of like get in touch with you because I have the High Priestess of Earth. But this person is an elusive person. So you kind of know the best way to get in touch with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to be in his face either. But, yeah. No, I mean, I have every way possible. He's a celebrity, so it's like, you know, I'm not in the inner circle or, you know, family or close friends or anything. But, okay. Then that's good, though. That's
just
a healthy couple.
You just kind of have to trust it'll get through to him. It'll work out. You just kind of have to, you know, get it in touch with him. Just do it in your fun way. Like, that sounds like an excellent idea with the letter. It will get really to your point, like your point across. You actually get to this person. So
yeah,
I got the fifth house
for
that. Let me do that.
I'm sure.
I got the fifth house on the letter idea, so I would definitely try that.
Oh, good, 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 good. Great. That's a big, big help. Thank you so much. My other question is, if I will I be okay if I don't get a roommate? Will I be okay financially? I mean, I'd rather not get one if I have to. Yes, I will, but.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you really don't want a roommate. I'm getting a lot about the roommate situation, but to kind of not have a roommate is, let's see, I got the Brihan for you being alone, but you know, it's like you already kind of know that you're going to end up getting this roommate. I feel like with the roommate, you're thinking about your career, got the 10th house for your destiny, that you should be able to work more onto your career and not, like,
mm-hmm.
be concerned with them. So that's what I see happening. I got, like, the Scorpio in the 10th house for the roommate and the, like, it all made sense with the roommate. Like, you don't want it, but it's kind of, like, a bad fact of life right now to not worry about the money. It was a financial decision. And you can actually, it'll be a challenge for you, a challenge of light, but it'll actually force you into your acting, your career. Like, it's just going to push you more into your career. I got the 10th house for your career. And Scorpio is like survival. So you got, it just makes sense. The 10th house for your career and destiny. Scorpio is like that sign of survival. And the warrior card, like this is be a challenge for you. But honestly, you know, you won't have to really worry too much about money. It's kind of like a means to an end, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. All right, makes total sense. Thank you so much. I don't want to keep you. I know you have other callers. I so appreciate you.
Yeah, but that's what I got with the roommate situation. Roommates can be, if you're used to being alone, I know it's kind of a challenge. Can be, they're definitely a challenge. That Lord of Light is the card from the ancestor, so it will be a challenge because now you have to deal with someone else's energy. But I find like the resolution for that for many of us is when we're focused into our own thing, roommates don't tend to be that much of a problem. We kind of use their energy to kind of propel our own self forward. If you can start doing that, then it won't become a problem. It'll just be more of like I said, like a means to an end.
Would I be better off keeping this apartment and getting a roommate or looking to be a roommate myself in Manhattan?
Okay, so your question is...
You don't have time to answer that.
Okay. You're saying should you stay there or go to Manhattan? I just want to understand more.
And it's be my apartment or move to Manhattan and be a roommate.
Oh, okay. That's different. Okay, one second. Okay, so now, I got that if you stay where you are, you're going to, it may be more difficult for you because I got the Aries card, and it's going to be more like this is my apartment, and it might not be like a smooth roommate type of experience. If you go to New York, though, I got the 3rd house for making connections, and that is a good card that goes a lot with career. So that matches up with your 10th house. So going to New York, making that connection, being closer to work, it just seemed like it will be more like part of, like, unrolling your destiny, if that makes sense. Staying in your apartment, though, it's just like it's too much of this ownership, Aries, like, this is my place. Like, it might not be, like, a smooth encounter, if that makes sense. Like, you might have to end up having like another roommate really quickly. Like, you might be going through people pretty quickly having your own thing.
All right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, unfortunately.
I got the best move is just to kind of be with this person in New York, just kind of making connections and being closer to, you know, more of your career.
Yeah,
and I know that's more of a challenge. It's more different, but it just in the long run, it just works out for you more, as far as like what you want to do.
All right.
So
then I have
one. Go ahead.
I have more questions on that, and I won't ask you now. Maybe I can book something with you.
Oh, definitely. Give me a shout out to the email, where you could go to the app. There's a mobile app link. You can get in touch with me. But there's numerous ways. We could definitely talk about this outside of the show. But I hope this is something for you to, you know, consider. And the last card I'll leave you with is the Guile. Interesting. The Guile is about honor and just staying on target to your goal. What is your true goal? Like, whatever your true goal is, if you stay focused to it, you'll reach it. So it's just kind of matching up your true heart desire with what you want.
Even if that's relationship, though?
Even if it's relationships. If
that's
you stay to your mark, you have to just be focused. Like, whatever you have to do, you have to do it, right? Like, whatever your true focus and heart desire is, you do the work and you'll meet your target.
That's beautiful. Oh, now I got to talk to you. All right. Thank you so much. I'll just listen.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to put you on back on Utican. I have a new word that just came out. So thank you, caller 646. It was a pleasure talking to you. And, yeah, enjoy the rest of the show. We'll talk again later, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so good for abundance. Let me just clear the cards, everyone. So I like where this is going, where this is starting. There's options. We all have options and things to consider. Now, I like these three effects together. I might have to use this combination again. This is really good. Really good combination. Now, I have some more callers. I'm going to get to the next caller. 219, we have some time. Caller 2, yeah, area 219, how are you doing?
Could be better.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How can we, what should we do? Do you have, like, a focus question on your abundance of how we can make it better?
Actually, there are two questions, and one is about abundance.
Okay, sure. What's your question about abundance?
Yes. My boyfriend, he stays and takes care of a man, and the man is supposed to come into a lot of money. And I'm just wondering, is that man going to be generous with his money, or is he going to be not generous with it and give it to those family members that didn't even bother with him?
Okay. So you want to know if this is someone you're seeing, right? I think you said it was a boyfriend.
My boyfriend, he takes care of this man who's somehow to his brother-in-law.
Okay.
The man is.
And
yeah, the man is.
He, like, return the favor, kind of. Okay. That's okay.
Right, kind of. I mean, because I basically have, you know, run them around and take him to the places that he needs to. I'm just wondering, is this man going to overlook it and be a real Scrooge about his money, or is he going to be at least somewhat generous?
Okay. So, okay, you're right to ask about the situation. You're very concerned with the money. It's definitely coming up, like a maybe. It's definitely coming up. I feel like it's not enough time yet that they need time to build this relationship. I got, like, the Mercury for a maybe, and the North Node that there could be a benefit, and... Does your boyfriend does this on, like, his off time or, like, part time or something? Like, is he?
What? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, the reason why I actually got the card of belonging, they usually suggest that it's kind of maybe off, like, wild hours or just something that you're not, like, really pleased with.
No, I mean, he takes care of this gentleman at the moment. That's coming into a lot of money, this gentleman, from his ex-wife. But my boyfriend takes care of him. Because she has nobody to take care of him, so he takes care of this man. But as far as my boyfriend knows, he's unemployed at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like this is something that is taking you away from your relationship. It's a maybe with the money. Like, I got the Mercury and the North Node. I feel like this has just started for him. It seems like a relationship that needs to build over time, but the Lady of Love kind of comes up, too. Your question about the money is right, but it's going to take time. It's definitely a maybe right now. He just has to keep at it. Like, that's the truth. Like, he would have to continue to do this. I feel like it's something that just started. Yeah, that's the truth. He would just have to, like, be real devoted. It's like this would be his new career. Like, just let's put it like that.
Okay. Okay, and my second question is about my boyfriend. We've been, 10 months we've been together, and I'm just, I don't know, I just, if he really is sincere about how he feels, or is he just sort of speak like my emotions?
Okay, like how he feels about you. Okay.
Right.
Okay, for your boyfriend, I wouldn't worry too much. I mean, I get, like, a lot of this family Venus energy, the way he looks at you, the maiden, the honorable maiden. He, like, really, like, cherishes, like, he's into you. Like, he sees you as, like, marriage material. I got the family Utis card. That's really strong. You may not feel, I mean, I feel like you're kind of, like, left wondering about him, and you shouldn't be,
yes.
But maybe you should have, like, a talk about, like, emotions, like, where is this going, just so you can get an idea to see if he'll express that to you verbally. But I got, like, really good things coming up about, like, from him, like, the way he sees you.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I'm worried about you. Like, the Venus card, cherishing you, maiden, like, he thinks really highly of you. And then fans, like, I feel like he's looking at you as, like, proper marriage material. So you guys are going to have that conversation, because you're left, like, more wandering around. Like, you don't know what to do. I feel like your energy is just, like, you know, like, you're always smooth or something like that. You guys just need to have more of a heart-to-heart, intimate conversation about this.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like everything's going out well for you, though. That's the only thing. You just need to hear from him. The best way to do that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Joy.
I will wait until there is good time, because honestly, because of him in this hustle energy right now, like, it's not a good time to bring it up. But because when you guys are feeling good, though, money's coming in, or you're, you know, just having, like, a casual meet and greet. Yeah, it's like the best time to bring it up is when you guys are having a good day.
Got it.
So I hope that was helpful. So, I mean, let me tell you what. I got, like, a last call, and this is rare. I'm going to get to everybody, it seems. But thank you for calling in, caller. Call back and give me some feedback. Let me know what's going on with you. Calling in. So that was caller 219. Last caller, we're going to go into the after hours, so people who are listening, just dial the guest number to listen still, 619-393-6438. Caller 760, you're on the air.
Well, hi there.
How you doing?
Good. So thanks for taking my call. My question is, I guess the thing that's most on my mind is about romance and relationship.
Okay. Do you have, like, a focus question, or do you just want to do, like, a general reading to see what comes up?
Yeah, a general reading and see what comes up. Would be great.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this is what I got. Okay, so it seems that for romance and relationships, I got the Nasar and the Druid. I got, like, this whole wisdom and observation that you have to be clever. Like, maybe you've had, like, some trials before. I feel like you have to learn people. And then I got the Princess in the other deck. So I feel like maybe someone maybe wounded you emotionally. And now it's like now you just have to figure out, like, what you can do to – I think it's just more having better style relationships. So in the other deck was interesting. I got the High Priestess of Fire. And I think this is a key for you because she symbolizes spicing things up, like creativity, just having general fun in life. And you kind of have to do that because I feel like you haven't before. I feel like you're kind of you've been letting things happen, having other people have the ball in their court. Now you have to have the ball in your court and just kind of initiate how you want things to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does. As a matter of fact, if I had to ask one, you know, if I had to ask a focused question, it would have been about my ex. And just yesterday, there was a very interesting visit that we had together. And, you know, I'm kind of now curious about that.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense why I got the Nathar and the Druin, because it seems like you're trying to learn something. Something happened where you're trying to observe and learn your way around it. Yeah, about that meeting. Let's get to the karma card.
Do you see any potential of reigniting of that particular relationship? I mean, it's kind of surprising for me.
And you said it was your ex, right?
Yes, it's my ex.
Okay, so from the karma cards for that particular meeting, I wouldn't go there. I got the 11th house for, that's not usually a good card, and the South Node. Like, there's some kind of trouble or something going around. Like, there's a reason why he came to see you. It just seems like going back into prison, if that makes any sense. Yeah, I would kind of, and then to give you an idea of the South Node, it's like a dragon eating its own tail. So it's like trouble, just kind of like the same old with him. Just I wouldn't.
Trouble revisited.
Yeah. There's a reason. I know you're thinking about like why he came.
You
can find out. It's just real simple. It's just kind of watching and observing and acting. When you take the time to watch and meditate, you'll know the question because you'll figure it out. It's very easy to why he came.
Hmm. Okay. And relationships moving forward, what are the cards indicate for that?
The forward card is the High Priestess of Fire. It's of creativity. She is someone who starts to live for herself, and instead of like worrying about what other people are thinking, she
right.
kind of gets into her own bag, her own creative arts. Wherever that might take you, you know, that might lead you somewhere like, wow, I don't know, but I'm excited for you because you got that card for her, you know, in terms of relationships. So it's just kind of really getting into your own fire, just like, you know what the best way to describe it is? If you're not in a mood for somebody, like, listen to your gut, listen to your emotions. You actually,
yeah.
if you start to embrace it, you be that person like, don't come over right now, girl. I'm trying to look at my show and drink my coffee, and you'll do it with such flair. Like, people just, you know, they'll have to accept
that's how I'm
love
feeling.
You. Yeah, you have to kind of let that, you know, enter. I feel like this whole time you've been repressing yourself.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the person that I'm with now, romantically involved with now, I really, as it turns out, I'm apart from him right now. We normally live together, which I don't want to do. I'm feeling like I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm in a situation where I'm apart from him temporarily. And I really would like to ask him to go on his own. I'm just not feeling like I want to be connected.
You're feeling that way. You have to do it with fire. That's how you're going to get them out. The high piece of fire would be like, look, it's worked out, but it's not working out. I got to do me. Like, that's how you're going to have to, you're going to have to really embrace
right.
it with some confidence. I got to do me. You got to get out. I'll give you some time to get
okay.
out and get yourself together, but you got to go. But you have
that's
to kind of be like that.
In my heart. That's how I'm feeling in my heart, and that's the conversation that I'm having in my head. I'm saying, you just need to say to him, you know, please, this is not working for me. I need to be by myself right now. I need to do my own thing. And I'm, for some reason,
please, you're just going to have to kind of say it like, look, this is what I'm feeling right now. It ain't going to change. You're going to have to go. I need my time. You have to say it like that. Like, life is too short. I want my own space. I'll give you, like, maybe 2 weeks. That's fair. You know, I don't know what your arrangement is, but it's coming to a head. If you don't leave, it's going to be problems. You know what I mean? I love you, Steph,
okay.
but you got to go. Like, we can still be friends, but you got to go. Like, you got to say it like that. Like, if that's how you're feeling, you're just only going to be fighting with yourself if you don't say these things. It's like a big fire coming up within you. And if you don't say it, it's going to come out in an inappropriate way. That's what happens.
Right. Totally. That's, I think, what I needed to hear, because it's just been the conversation that you are telling me is more like what's been going on in my head, and I'm trying to filter it, and you're saying don't, that's not what you need to do. Don't filter it.
No, you don't need to be nice anymore. It's weird it came out. You don't need to be nice anymore. You're perfectly accepting yourself now, and other people will too. You just have to own it. You have to have the confidence, like, look, you know, I break it down to you, but this is the way I'm feeling. You got to go, like, I love you, though, but I need my, I feel like you have to say it like that. I need my own space. You can be funny with it. You can be creative, but it's got to come out. You know what I mean? Like, got to come out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. Yeah, it just got to come out. What I try with her, when people don't listen to themselves and they don't let it come out, unfortunately, the high priestess of fire, if you repress it, it can get you into trouble, because what will happen is it'll come out in the weirdest situation where it'll come out as anger, and then you'll feel frustrated. So you won't even feel good
right.
about, like, letting that,
right.
that fire come out. It's got to come out more healthy than that.
Right. Instead of being constructive, it'll be destructive. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So does the creativity also have to do with my work, with my purpose in life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's definitely in charge. That's an interesting priestess. She's definitely in charge of entertainment, creative arts, business. I don't know what you're doing personally, but if you are doing some type of creative work, you want to immerse yourself into that. That will help you get her out more, like funnel her out in the way that you want her to be funneled out, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know how to funnel that creativity. I'm not sure what the real alignment for me would be creatively.
I see. Yeah. I feel like you're working with that now. Let's
mm-hmm.
see. What happened? End products of her fire. Yeah, I feel like when it came up to, like, the best way to do this, I'm getting, like, sensuality. I got the fox. I'm getting, like, this cunning sensuality, just being able to get your way. And, I mean, you're just going to have to kind of, what's the best movie to, Stella Got Her Groove Back just came up. Yeah, watch Stella Got Her Groove Back. I don't know. It's just telling me until you watch that movie. But I feel like the fox, Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like research. I'm not saying for you to be like that, but it's just like to get an idea. So watch that movie, and you'll form the best way to get her out. Between the fox, the creative fire. You know what I'll do? When I re-edit the show, I'll put the pictures of these cards up so you can get like an idea, whatever. So definitely the cards that I'm looking at, I'll just put it in the re-edit of this show segment so you can get an idea.
Oh, okay. So when I go into the archives, the I'll see visuals as well?
Yeah, I'm going to do that later on today for you, so I'll just put those cards up.
Oh, I didn't know that I could do that. Okay, well, thank you.
Re-edit. Now, definitely, if I can't do it for this show, I'll do it for the next show, and you'll just see these two pictures My next show is like Sunday, so I'll just, you know, if it's not this show, then it'll be this upcoming Sunday. You'll see the two pictures, and I'll even go into that a little bit more on Sunday for you.
Oh, okay. All right, great. And do you have a number where or a website?
Right now I have a mobile website. My actual website on PCs is being formulated, but if you go to Blog Talk, I believe it's like the profile and settings, I have a mobile website, so that's pretty fun to get into. And then, like, outside of that, I have a Facebook page, so I believe that's up there as well. Yep, Facebook page. So I'm easily accessible.
Do you do private reading?
Yes, I do. I do. That's why I kind of got encouraged to set that up, because a lot of people are trying to get in touch with me outside of Blog Talk. So that's why that's put up for the community. So definitely it's pretty sometimes I give like free consultations. Other times it's really affordable. It can be anywhere from like $5 to $10. It's not really a bad deal. It's like 20 minutes.
That's so nice. Well, I really would like to work with you on a private basis, just on that particular, you know, especially the career thing. That's something.
Yes.
Do you feel like you could help me with that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have like a number of different people with that. A lot of people, you know, want to know. So I feel like sometimes intuitive is like the best. Intuitive is the more direct way of getting information. I mean, you can come up with this stuff on your own. Anybody could if you like meditate long enough, but I find, like, when you're getting into intuition, it's faster. So, you know, sometimes you just don't want to waste time. You just want to get right to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. That's for me, the best way to go about it. So is there a phone number that you can give out?
I'm not currently. You know what I can do? I can give you my email, and we can coordinate from there.
Perfect.
It's Joyce Clarion.
Say that again?
It's Joy Clarion. If you go directly to my email, joyclarion9@gmail.com, I can actually just send you the stuff there and we can coordinate from there.
Yeah, okay. So it's J-O-Y, C as in cat, L as in Larry, A-R-I-O-N as in Nancy, 9@gmail.com?
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
So just email me and we'll set something up for you, okay?
So thank you, Joy.
You're welcome. And I wasn't doing names this show, but, you know, just in case, what's your name so I'll know it's you?
It's G.
Say it again?
GG.
Okay, I got that. So just put that in the subject, so I'll know.
Okay, perfect. I will. Thanks
so much for calling. I'm glad we were able to do this, because sometimes Blog Talk cuts it off, so we're actually able to have a full conversation, which is lovely.
I know. That was another sign for me. That was great. Thank you so much, Joy. I'll communicate with you via email.
Okay, wonderful. All right, I'm going to put you on mute, because I think they will cut me off any minute now, so let me hurry up so there's no,
okay,
like, cut.
All right, ciao.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Thursday Abundance, everyone. So they're about to cut me off, but I will play some Dido. This is what they do. Very good show. Thursday Abundance. Is Dido playing? Is she playing?